When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Welcome to the Munchkin Minute, your bi-weekly look into tabletop gaming news and more. I'm your host, Dan, the Board Game Man, and let's get into this week's news. Games Workshop has announced an expansion for Blackstone Fortress. That's the Warhammer Quest game. This is their second expansion for it. The first one was called the Dreaded Amble expansion. That was earlier this year. What's going to be new in the new one is four new Explorer characters, a new Servitor character that you can play, a new quest for the game in which the players must thwart Malix's plans, and a new band of Chaos Cultists known as the Servants of the Abyss. That's going to be the end of the set there. There's no release date as of yet and no MSRP, but the base game, which is Warhammer Quest Blackstone Fortress, that's about $130. Pretty big. It's a pretty big sprawling minis game. A lot of fun. And the first expansion, which was the Dreaded Amble, that was about $60. So I expect this one, Escalation, to be about $60 as well. Z-Man Games has announced Pandemic Rapid Response. This is a dice-rolling real-time game in the Pandemic universe, so it's a little different than regular Pandemic. Now, each player will be rolling their custom dice and putting them on the board, trying to get supplies, deliver these supplies, and deal with the waste. All the time, this is done at the same time as each other, working it over the two-minute time intervals. It has a similar feel, like I said, to the Pandemic The Cure, which is the dice game rather than Pandemic itself. So each player will have a player power as well to help out what you're doing in the game. Seems to be different enough, but with the same theme. So this looks pretty cool. I really do enjoy Pandemic The Cure, and I think if it was too much like regular Pandemic, it might be a little bit of overkill. But this one, Pandemic Rapid Response, looks pretty cool. It's 2 to 4 players, plays in about 20 to 30 minutes, and it'll come out in June, and it'll be at Target exclusively in the US. There's no price, but my guess is probably anywhere from $25 to $35 or $40. Modiphius Entertainment, which is a UK-based publisher, has announced The Elder Scrolls Call to Arms. And this is a minis-heavy tabletop scenario-based game. It's based around a space system of Fallout Wasteland Warfare, which is another minis game by Modiphius. Don't confuse this with the Fallout game from Fantasy Flight Games. Also a good game, but that's quite a bit different. The game looks to be what you would expect out of an Elder Scrolls game. Exploration of temples, looking at dungeons and caves, all the while having that same kind of RPG feel with leveling and getting loot and such. You can play co-op, solo, or competitively, but I would think that co-op might be the best, or actually solo as well, for this type game. Release is set for the fourth quarter of 2019, and my guess, again, based on the Fallout game, so you're probably looking at about $70, $80 for the base set with a tons of minis you can add later for additional prices. More info as it becomes available here, and hopefully I can demo this one at Gen Con if they're there demoing it. The OP, which is USAopoly here in the US, they've announced they'll be releasing Star Wars Dark Side Rising later this year, I think around the fourth quarter as well. This is going to be a Star Wars skin to that Avengers Infinity War Thanos Rising game. It's a co-op game using dice to acquire a team of Avengers to stop the minions of Thanos before it gets all the Infinity Stones, takes out a certain number of Avengers. So this is going to be a Star Wars version. So you're looking at a little bust of Darth Vader in the middle. So I'm guessing you're going to have pretty much trying to get all the different allies in the Star Wars universe, probably from all the different, you know, the main trilogy and the extra trilogy and maybe even Rogue One. And you're going to have to thwart the Death Star battles and such and the dark side. They're going to have the different dark side villains. So it'll probably be something just like I said, just like that. Looking at the Thanos game, you're going to have a lot of things that'll trigger each round as far as the bad guys will do something, rolling a Death Star die, just kind of like Thanos would roll the Infinity die. So you'll have little different things like that. But it does look to be just a basic skin there, which will be great, especially if you're a Star Wars fan like I am. But the weird thing about this one, now this is a pretty big asterisk here, they don't really have the rights to Star Wars in the US, so you're not going to be able to get this one over here in the United States. But if you're a fan of the Thanos game, which I am because it's awesome and it's a great gamer and family game, then it's going to be worth it to try and import it. So It'd probably be a little more pricey. You know, normally I think Thanos Rising was $30 to $40 here in the US. So you're probably gonna have to pay a little bit more of a premium to get it, to get the game and get it over here. But I'm sure you'll probably see some of that online as far as who, you know, different groups doing that or what websites you can get through, you know, Amazon DE or something along those lines. But also, I think they have the Harry Potter universe. So I can certainly see them putting Harry Potter Death Eaters battle or something like that in the future. I think that would be a huge hit. But for now, look for this one later this year. That is Star Wars Dark Side Rising. So before I get into digital news, with Origins being a little over a week away, I've done my usual top five to try and buy for Origins coming up real soon for the Top 5 Express, but I wanted to give everyone a quick teaser for it with one thing to try and one thing to buy from Origins. So one game that's not likely to be available to buy that will be there to demo, and I think everyone should try, is Homebrewers by Dice Hate Me Games. This is a 2-5 player game. It plays in about 45 minutes to an hour and designed by Matthew O'Malley and Ben Rossett. Ben Rossett is the designer of Brewcrafters, which is kind of the bigger Euro version. This is kind of the dice version of that, smaller dice version of that particular game. Now, in Homebrewers, it's an engine-building game, and it's kind of a dice trading game. Your dice represent the actions that you can take, such as buying ingredients, participating in monthly events, and adding flavors to your recipes, and of course, brewing the beer. Now, each round, everyone will roll their three dice, and there's a little social aspect of the game, which is the trading of the dice. So if you have, let's just say you have two brew actions, and someone needs one, but they have a couple of sanitize actions, and you need one of those, you can trade them one for one to sanitize your tanks and so on. You will brew the beers and add fruits and other ingredients to your recipes and four different types of beers. And of course, you're going to brew those beers, thus going up the different ranks of those beers, trying to get the most prestige points, and which are victory points. The social point isn't really huge. It's not a big deal. And the game is really quick and fun to play. So I think everyone should check out Homebrewers. Again, demo at Origins or buy it at Gen Con once it's available, or your FLGS once it is available there as well. And one thing to buy at Origins is a game called Space Explorers. Now, this is 2-4 players, plays in about 30 to 45 minutes. This is going to be from 25th Century Games, and this is going to be a hard one, so I apologize to the designer. It's by Yuri Zhuravlyov. This game pretty much is a kind of a Splendor-ish type game where you're trying to get cards into your little tableau by kind of using other cards and using these other little chits. Now, it's got this closed economy that they call. They call it a closed economy because when you have resources and these chits in front of you, when you recruit a specialist to your team, you're going to pass all those chits to the person to your left. So that little closed economy of those chits are going to kind of keep circulating around the board. But as you're getting different specialists or projects in front of you, you're going to get more powers to get other specialists and projects and other different, the resources to get them. So, again, it has that Splendor feel, a little bit more, a little history in there as each one of these specialists and projects really did happen back in the, I believe it's the 70s or 60s or so, maybe even 50s, 60s or 70s when all these things did happen in a space race. So there's a little bit of learning there, but basically it's just get these things, get more resources, and then get some more projects and specialists and stuff like that. So that looks really cool. Again, that is Space Explorers. I believe it'll be $30 at the 25th Century Games booth. There's one for you to try and buy. In digital news this week, Warriors of Waterdeep just came out. It's a tactics-type turn-based game in the D&D universe with some RPG elements. It's pretty bare bones right now, but after a little bit of time, I've kind of enjoyed making a party and leveling up a few of the items and characters. It's not anything new or groundbreaking at the moment, but with any luck, it gets some popularity, and you might see it grow quite a bit and add some more stuff to it. It's free to play with the usual in-game purchases, but check it out. It's for, you know, check it out free, so it's only a little bit of a time commitment to check it out. In tabletop app news, One Deck Dungeon. This is a solid card game by Asmodee Games. It's finally available for the phones. It was available for, I believe, on Steam and also on the iPad. But for now, it's on the phones, and it's $6.99. It's a fun game to kill time, and it's a great port of the card game. So check that one out as well. In Kickstarter news, Fickle is up on Kickstarter. It's funded, has about 2 weeks to go. It's about $40. This is a smaller to medium family weight card game by Glenn Cotter. It's got some set collection and some bluffing. I played this one with my family and my game group as well. They both loved it. You're collecting fairies and you're trying to get sets of fairies in different colors. Each game you'll have five different colors of the fairies, and there'll be about 15 in the base game. And each one of the colors they have a different power to them. So as you're playing the game, the player to your right will be getting a set of cards, and it's going to put it in a certain pile for you, and it'll send it to you, and it'll be face down. So you've got to decide whether, when you flip over the first card, whether you want to keep that card and discard the rest, or do you want to push your luck to go to the next card instead? So it's pretty, you get a little kind of bluffing and getting in that headspace. So it's a fun game. Again, it's about $40, and this one is on Kickstarter now and about 2 weeks left to go. In bigger Kickstarter news, Alter Quest, which is a bigger sprawling dungeon crawl. This is by the Sadler Brothers. You can play this one as kind of a one-shot game, or there's also going to be a campaign box in which you can have a nice sprawling campaign. Now, to compare this one to something like Gloomhaven, Gloomhaven is just a really long year's worth campaign, whereas this one's kind of, again, you can play this as one shot to get it played, or a smaller campaign. It's got 3.5 weeks left, so if you want to check it out either as a demo at Origins, if you're going, or if there's, you know, there's plenty of time to wait and see any more videos that may come out and see some more impressions of it at Origins. I'll be checking this one at Origins, so you can check out my Twitter at GeekJockBlog for any information, you know, some pictures and what my thoughts will be, and also on the Geek All-Stars podcast. But it really does look solid to me because there's great minis in it. It's a little more pricey. I think it's about $100. I may have some add-ons there, but there are also some videos on that Kickstarter that I'll have a link to in the show notes. But that is Alter Quest, so check that one out as well. Thanks for joining me today. If you see any news you think I'd like to feature, shoot me a message at GeekJockBlog on Twitter. Also, please check out MajorSpoilers.com for more content by Steven and the Major Spoilers crew. As always, I am Dan Dan, the Board Game Man, and I will see everyone in 2 weeks for another Munchkin Minute.
This podcast is copyright 2019 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.